controversial state-run immigration detention facility in Florida called Alligator Alcatraz, way down south there, is likely to be empty in just a few days. It's in the Everglades. A federal judge rejected a request by the Trump administration and the state to pause her ruling earlier this month, ordering officials to wind down operations due to environmental concerns. It opened in July, and the state signed nearly $250 million over to contracts to build and manage it, but three lawsuits have challenged practices at the facility. And according to an email exchange from a state official that was shared with the AP, the Associated Press, the facility would be down to zero detainees within a few days. That's how it was put. At one point, it held nearly 1,000 detainees and was expected to hold thousands more.